Whenever you're ready.
When have I ever been ready? Let's just do it.
Okay.
And now it's time for another episode of The Lowdown with its host, David Beach. You can write David at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or follow along at thelowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now, here's your host, David Beach.
Is so filled with drama. That is our new introduction. Yes, indeed. My name is David Beach. You are listening to the Lowdown Podcast, and we are back. It's 2009. This is technically episode number one. You might have heard episode 0.5 on the website nosaonline.com. We are back. We're starting again, and I am very excited to have an audience and very excited to have a couple of great shows already lined up for you. Now, this episode is a good episode because I have found a man online. And I've interviewed him. His name is Dravon Cooks. Now, Dravon is basically one of these guys who's taken what he considers to be an attribute, which is an attribute, and he makes money doing it. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about that in a second. But first, let me tell you a little bit about this podcast. All it is basically you giving me ideas. I sit in a little studio with Wally, the sound guy, running the sound, and then I basically regurgitate the ideas you give to me. How can you give me ideas? Good question. Well, first and foremost, you can write me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com. You write me, I take your information, I make a podcast. You can also follow along at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com, or you can even, and this is new and kind of exciting to me because I am addicted to the internet, you can be part of the fan club on Facebook. That's right. Go to the Lowdown Fan Club. Just search for Lowdown. It's not the one that's basically dealing with sex. It's the one dealing with this podcast. You'll recognize the little icon that you see on nosaonline.com. And you can also, as one would expect, find me on nosaonline.com. And you can subscribe to iTunes. That's what I have done. I have subscribed to iTunes, and now I can hear my own podcast on a monthly basis. Very excited about that. Now, what I do is basically I answer questions you have because we cover all things height-related, short and tall. We cover it all. And just for a timestamp for this episode, it is a stimulus package has just been signed by the President Barack Obama. So that should tell you where we stand right now. But that is, it was just signed today, even right here, Tuesday, the 17th. Yes, Tuesday, February 17th. So this episode, I basically scour the internet for height-related news, short and tall, whatever, and I have found this ad on a typical website where you post ads and you get work. And I was just kind of looking through it and found the ad that said, "Hey, got a midget?" And now, you know, you can't really turn down that sort of ad when you're looking for height-related things. So I clicked on it, and Dravon Cook's name popped up. Actually, not his name, but a poster number. And I sent an email. And now, not a lot of people know about this podcast yet. So I called this man after he sent me an email, and we talked for a little while. And basically what he does is he hires himself out as a midget. Now, he uses the term to get attention. As you'll hear in the interview, there's a great deal about what he does, what he won't do. But I found him to be a really cool guy to talk to. And just as in many of the interviews I've had on here, not necessarily affected by his height. He's taken what, I mean, there's nothing we're going to change about our height, unless, of course, you believe the podcast prior to this one, where you could grow taller by stimulating the pituitary gland located near your big toe. There's not much you're going to do at a certain point in time with your height. So you can either let it bring you down or you can use it as a positive thing. And Dravon Cooks has done that. He now makes a living and you might even recognize him. You might recognize his voice. And if you don't, just keep listening time and time again and you'll finally go, "I know that voice because I've heard it on that podcast, that Lowdown podcast with David Beach." And you can follow along, as I said. But listen to Dravon. He's got some great stuff and it's a great interview. And that's what we do here on this podcast is we take information you give us and we put it on the air. Now, I hope you find something beneficial in this, and if you don't, write me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com and let me know your opinion of some of the interviews I've had, some of the people I've had, some of the things they deal with. And if you have something you deal with, let me know, and I'll interview you as well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, it's a great interview, and please stand by for Dravon Cook.
Okay, hello. Dravon Cook, I believe, yes?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, I came across your name and your business on Craigslist.
Yes.
How long have you been advertising on Craigslist?
For 4 years.
Oh, okay. So you've gotten a lot of work off of it.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, what's the best time for you, and what's the best jobs you get?
The best time for me is around, I think Christmas, because since I'm a little person, I guess everyone wants to be, you know, they want to hire an elf. And around, I'll say, probably summer, just because a lot of people have parties, and they do a lot of hosting, and, you know, and I go to their parties and, you know, host them their events.
Okay. And you've been, have you done it for any celebrities and things of that sort?
I did an Oompa Loompa once, but I didn't know that it was for the bar mitzvah.
Oh, okay.
And I saw Henry Winkler and what was his name? Sidney Poitier, I'm sorry, Sidney Poitier.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was cool, you know. I mean, I didn't really interact with them, but I saw him and I was like, yeah, cool, you know.
That's pretty awesome. So
yeah.
Now, your advertisement that I saw was, I believe, just prior to Christmas. Do you continue advertising after Christmas?
Yes. I just throw it out there to see how, you know, what to respond, and, you know, and I'm still want to be advertising. I pretty much live off this. You know, so it's like, and I never stop. This is a 24-hour. 365 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is what you do for a living?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming then you're an actor as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And now, do you have a special agent for a short-statured person?
I don't. And the reason why, because I feel like I don't want to get just, like, pushed in the back as a little person.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like, if I go with these agents that specialize in little people, they probably have hundreds and thousands, and there's no guarantee that I'm gonna find, you know, really work with them. So
yeah.
I think being by myself is a better chance for me to interact with people, you know.
Yeah.
On a one, because it's like I'm truly a little person, and I'm advertising myself instead of like going through another person, you know.
Right. That's I can see how that would be a problem. I mean, because if that's their agency,
yeah,
then
I mean, it's like I know people that told me stories about like they don't find work because some of these companies they use their like I guess their top whatever low people and
right.
The rest of them are like basically just like on call type of thing. You know?
Now if I'd been paying attention, would I have seen you in TV commercials? I actors hate that question, I know, but
TV commercials?
Commercials or even shows? Have you?
Yeah. I did R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet. Videos, and I just recently done a reality show called Hell Date. It's on BET.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hell Date?
Yeah, Hell Date.
Yeah. No, okay. I'm curious about that. Has it aired yet?
Yes. It's been airing for the last year, maybe, you know, about a year and a half now.
And what made it Hell Date?
Because what it is you have a dater, and you have a dater actor.
Okay.
And a dater actor is given a scenario to, like, you know, to build up, you know, like, to make this person, like, what the hell is this, basically?
Oh, no.
And then when the actor is, like, confused and whatever, angry, then I'll come out and reveal and say, you're on Hell Date. Basically, it's like, punk or something. You know?
Okay, so
yeah.
You weren't on the date, you were the reveal.
I was the reveal, yeah.
Okay, because
yeah.
I can't imagine going on a hell... Well, actually, I've been on plenty of hell
yeah,
dates, so
are.
That's... Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well now, at what point in time did you say to yourself, you know what, I'm just going to advertise myself as this, your ad says midget. What made you decide, you know what, I'll do this and no problems?
You mean as far as advertising midget?
Yeah.
I think midget is like, it's catchy, you know?
Okay.
I don't use it to like, to put myself down or to say, you know, hey, I'm just a midget, you know, that type of thing. But
yeah.
Basically, get your attention and realize, you know, because most people are familiar with that word than any other word, you know?
Now, is that a word that would offend you if someone came up and said that to you?
You know, anything can offend you. Someone can call you a pencil head, you know?
Yeah.
It depends on how you say it, you know, what's the feeling behind it of
okay.
a person that's saying the word, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because some people can be curious about it, some people can be, you you know, when I ask questions, you know. But I feel like it depends on how a person says it. You know, it's more the attitude of saying the word, you know.
Yeah.
Just puts the one down.
And you're advertising yourself as that, so you must have a fairly strong, you know, like, okay, what else you got? If that's the best you're going to throw at me.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like if people are going to use that, or people are most common with that, you know, with that word, I feel like, hey, why not use it and get the attention and say, look, this is what I can do for you, you know?
Yeah.
And make it a fun experience, or making it, you know, hey, not just, you know, what maybe what you thought about it, here goes something else, you know?
Now, have you ever gotten a negative response off the ad? Do people give you a hard time?
No.
That's cool.
No, so far, no. I'm of course, maybe if another little person come across it, like, you know, and I haven't got that yet, but, you know.
Yeah. But now, once again, you're confident in what you are, and you know, it's your word that you're using, so.
Yeah. I mean, I think your person has to be truly confident in itself, you know, and no, this is only entertainment. It's not like I'm out to bash, or I'm out grading people, or, you know,
yeah.
Grading myself. I think this is my entertainment. This is what I do, and I'm gonna do everything to get your attention. You know, and that's, you know, that's what I feel.
Now, you see, that's something I have found. I mean, I'm a short statured individual. I played a dwarf at Snow White.
Okay.
But I have found a lot of actors are just basically, because our business is, hey, this is what I am, this is what I sell myself as.
Yeah.
A little more secure in that sense.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you know, we all know who we are. You know, when you go home, you know, you're not, you know, first, you know, you know, you know, you're just a human being. To me, you're not nothing, you know. But if people are familiar with that word, I do midget, I do little person, I do little people, I do it all, you know.
Yeah.
And whatever's gonna grab the attention, it's gonna, you know.
Exactly.
You know, what I'm gonna use it for, you know.
Yeah, because that's what we do. We advertise ourselves.
Exactly.
So it wouldn't be very prudent to go, you know, don't look at me, I have nothing special to offer you.
Exactly.
So yeah.
And then it's also the meaning behind it. Like if you throw a midget out there, what about a midget? Now let's say, you know, entertainment, fine, you know, bam. Then that's something I'm just not trying to put myself down and say the midget, you know, it's something behind it.
Yeah.
So my first thing is to throw it out there and let you see it. And, oh, what is this midget? And then click on it and it's like, okay, bam.
Yeah.
You know, then you have an idea.
Now, was there ever a time growing up that, you know, it wasn't such a positive thing for you, or did you just get raised in a household or a situation where, you know, hey, that's what you are and you're fine that way?
Kind of both. My parents told me at a young age, you know, this is what you are, you know, you got these things against you, but you make it to, you know, your best way you can, you know. And that's what I did, you know. I never looked back at that, because my parents are, like, average height.
Okay.
So, they didn't let me limit myself to one thing.
Awesome.
Or say I'm this, I'm that, I'm just a kid. I didn't get any special treatment, I didn't get any, you know, everything, if you know, basically, I was treated like a regular kid.
Yeah.
You know?
And would you say that's really what helped you out the most, is that they just went, hey, you know what, that's, you know, you're a kid, regardless.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really feel the difference, I would say, until I left the house, when I went to school. I went to schools where, I went to a variety of different schools.
Okay.
And a lot of school, one school I went to, it was kind of like, you felt it a little bit, you know, some of the kids were kind of mean, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, you have your good, you know, but, you know, I think it was one time I felt it. I never felt it since that one, after that one school I went to, and after that, I didn't feel nothing. I mean, you know, maybe people was holding in, you know, it was, you know, but I went on, you know, and I lived, you know, and I didn't let that.
You didn't hang up on it.
Exactly.
Now, is there a job that you wouldn't take?
That's a good question.
That's why I asked.
What I would take. I guess anything that wouldn't, you know, that would hurt me, basically.
Okay.
That would hurt me as far as physically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, you know, where people will try to degrade me to a point where I'm not comfortable. And that's really hard.
Okay, yeah. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, it is one of those things where you just kind of have to... And I think that holds up for everyone. I mean, being an actor myself, I can't imagine too many jobs that I would go, wait a minute, what are you doing? But we all have that inner sense of, you know what? I'm just not going to do it. It has nothing to do with our height. It has nothing to do with the situation. It's just, this is wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on parties where I didn't... It wasn't even the height thing. It was just basically... The energy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what it is. It's like I said before, it's the energy of the people, you know what I mean?
It's no longer a fun party.
Yeah, when I go to parties, I don't expect people to be like, oh, he's a midget, you know, or he's a little person, and he's gonna be like this and that, you know? Basically, if I feel the energy and I'm liking it, I'm gonna do it, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. I have to feel comfortable. How many times have we all said we're not going to do something and we end up doing it, you know, basically?
Yeah, that's kind of scary to think of. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, if someone were looking for you on the internet, other than possibly stumbling across it on Craigslist, where's a good place to find out about what you do and where you are?
Right now, I'm doing my MySpace.
Okay.
I guess I can say it, right?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
www.myspace.com/SBS, which means short but sweet, SBS underscore party.
Okay, short but sweet, SBS underscore party, and that's on MySpace.com.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And, you know, I guess it probably wouldn't hurt. Who's your agent?
My agent is, his name is Don Harper.
Okay.
Don Harper, yeah.
All right.
And I guess you can, if you kind of leave a number, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
323-309. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, with 309-3027.
Yeah. Sorry, well, we rarely call our agents. They're supposed to call us.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, it's a very short podcast, so okay. I really don't have a lot of time. But that it's been a pleasure talking to you, man. And I'll probably run into an audition sooner or later.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. And thank you, Dave. And appreciate it, man.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
And that was it. That was Dravon Cooks. And let me tell you, my favorite part of the entire interview was when he was talking about things he wouldn't do, you know, if it felt like it was demeaning to him. And then he paused for a minute and he said, which is really hard to do. You see, it's that sort of energy that I really enjoy. I've yet to meet him, but, you know, someday I'm hoping I get to shake his hand because he sounds like a really cool guy. And he's got his head together as far as what he is and what he will do. And he's just, I like that strength in anybody. So anyhow, that's it. That's podcast number one. On tape, and I'll be posting it on nosaonline.com. If you have any questions, feel free to write me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.